precious truth kept quiet in his heart. As history unfolded, bits and pieces told through his grace and love, goodness and mercy. Like a whisper in the dark.
All right. Oh, those words are so good. Every time I hear the song, I'm just reminded of his grace and mercy. Hey guys, this is Jen Talks, and today's episode we're talking about creativity, and it's called Created to Create. So I'm Caitlin.
I'm Katie.
I'm excited to talk about this. We've never talked about creativity on here before. So
I don't think like just create, like, right, being like kind of the
main topic. Yeah. I think we probably talk about it all the time accidentally, but so this weekend I got to go hear Elizabeth Gilbert speak. It was at Unity North Atlanta Church.
Okay.
I'd never heard of it, and I didn't even know. When I bought the tickets, I didn't even know where I was going. I just wanted to go hear her. And I also didn't realize that no one else drove 3 hours to hear her. So most people, like, lived there, and they were just going on a random, you know, Monday night to hear a speaker like we would in Huntsville. And I met people and started talking to them, and they're like, "You drove 3 hours for this?" And I was like, "Yeah, I really like her, you know." And my mom went with me, and it was really, really great. It was worth the drive. But she talked about her book, Big Magic, which is all about creativity, and we can put that in the show notes.
Yes.
It's a really, really good book. If you don't know who she is, she wrote Eat, Pray, Love. It's a movie, but she wrote the book. Every time I say that, people are like, "Oh, that Elizabeth Gilbert." But she is a really, really... I think she's just like a genius when it comes to
creativity and writing. Yeah. And she expresses herself beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her writing is my favorite. The way she writes is my favorite style of writing.
She gave a TED Talk that's really good too. Mm-hmm. She's given more than one.
But I've listened to a couple. I don't know how many she's done, but I think I may have listened to both the ones she did. I think she
talked one about, kind of like you hear musicians that are one-hit wonders, and just mm-hmm. the pressure after she wrote Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes.
How do you ever, you know, she didn't know it would go mm-hmm. as viral. It'd be as popular as it was. And then to write something else that could ever measure yes. up and feeling that pressure.
And I remember her talking about that. It was like, okay, what do I do? Like, mm-hmm. will I ever have another book that great, you know? And I think the cool thing is, like, Big Magic was a huge success, but it was a different success. Like, it's a different book. And no, there probably will never be a movie made out of it, but it's still a huge success. Like,
she's offered herself up as a mentor to so many. Like, listening to her podcast, just mm-hmm. people in their creative process,
mm-hmm.
Which is so generous mm-hmm. with her gift.
Right. Yeah. Instead of holding it all in, she's, mm-hmm. like, offering it and sharing it, which is... Well, what God wants us to do, like, to go out into the world and share the secrets, you know?
Right, and she's a huge encourager to everyone mm-hmm. she has on there.
Yeah.
You know, just normal, everyday people, like all of us. Like, moms that are home that wanted to do something, and you feel silly when you first want to do something creative. You're like, gosh, I mean, is everybody going to think I'm crazy?
Is this stupid? Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we all have people in our sphere of influence that... they don't think like that. Right. So when you do say, "I'm going to write a blog," they're like, "Okay, we'll do that."
Right.
But when it's there, when God puts it there, it's like it won't leave you alone.
And you have to do it. Yeah.
It's just a step of obedience.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that, a step of obedience, because it's not for you.
No. And if you go into that's what it, I try to ever explain thinking to people. About yeah. if you're doing it for numbers, or you're doing like, it to go viral, or you're...
Right.
First of all, you're going to be extremely disappointed mm-hmm. because it's never going to, like, if you think there's some place that you arrive or some number that's going to make you feel be fulfilled.
There's not.
There's not. Mm-hmm. And there's really not supposed to be.
Right.
I mean, I don't think God intended it that way. It's, do I really mean it when I say I'm mm-hmm. writing for an audience of one? Because I have to admit, there's been times I've been disappointed.
Me
when
too.
I've been like, okay, no one's even read it at all.
Right.
And I'm like... Talk to God, going, "You're the one that told me to take the journey before the people." Mm-hmm. You're the one. Like, I was fine writing in my journal. Like, why? And so now I'm disappointed because it doesn't look like anyone's read it. And I feel like he's just saying, who are you doing this for? Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, the same thing happened to me, like, literally yesterday, because I have been working on, like, a new website, like, that I own the domain name.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to show it to you. So there's a guy who, mutual friends, I met him, he's a website designer, and it actually was such a God thing. He lost his job, he's a brilliant, he's a genius, but he lost his job with what he was doing and had some free time. And I think it just happened at the perfect time because that was like something for him to work on, like to help me. And he got a new job just recently, so okay. He's totally fine. But in the meantime of in between jobs, I not like, oh, I blessed him with being able to work on my website, you know, but I think that it was kind of cool for, he has several projects doing, but he was still using it and still felt, not that he ever didn't feel useful, but I know that I would have in that situation, mm-hmm. I would have felt like, what am I even good for? So I don't know if it helped him out or not because I didn't ask him. But anyway, he was wonderful and helped me create a website. And I searched for a domain name forever. Like I had all these creative names for a domain name, like things that I want to write about, a book idea I have, like that was going to be it. I typed all of them in, you know, you like go to godaddy.com and see what's available. So I typed them all in and like, none of them were available. And I'd have to add like something to them.
Right.
And I was like, well, let me just see if my name is available. Cause I'd considered that because writers who have written
they
10
often
books,
tell
they have
you to do it by your name. Yeah.
But I was like, I remember saying, nobody knows me. Why would I do that? But I'll go type in, I first typed in my new name, Caitlin Rogers. And I was like, okay. I didn't really want to use that though. People are like, that's mean. I'm like, no, I just, my name like now is like, I've always written with that name. You know, it's just a thing. But it was taken and I was like, there's no way CaitlinChappell.com will be available. It was available.
Oh,
and it was
wow.
like a little, I feel like it was
what
like a little.
What did you have before? Because it was your name.
It was the CaitlinBurkChappell.wordpress.com.
Yes. Okay. But that was the free domain.
Like,
yes.
That was the free one. And even then I had to use my middle name.
Okay.
So someone else is using like CaitlinChappell.wordpress.
Right.
But no one owns CaitlinChappell.com.
Okay.
So as soon as I typed it in, it popped up. I felt God kind of say, I know you and it's your name and like you're writing for me. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to go with my name. And that'll be like easier because it's a hub for anything I ever write is there. So we got all like, picked out the theme and the domain. He, like, got it all together for me and moved all my old blogs over and kind of tweaked
that's
them.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That you had somebody. Okay, can you tell me the difference in doing this between a website and a blog?
So, it's literally the same.
Okay. Because I've played around looking for different themes and I just didn't know the difference. Like, what's...
Yeah.
You often will see a page called a blog on a website, but I just didn't know the
I know.
Technical
and, you know,
difference.
That still confuses me, to be quite honest with you. Because, like, on Annie F. Downs, I went to her website yesterday just to see, like, oh, what does it look like? And it's her website, but she has, like, speaking, writing, this. And then she has blog.
Have you listened to her newest one about writing a book?
I started it, but I didn't finish it.
Okay. I listened yesterday. We'll put it in the show notes that because you need to get it. If anyone is interested in writing a book.
Yes.
She is very generous with her writing process. And and she's so incredibly entertaining.
She is. Yeah. I love to listen
to her. So it's her and her assistant. And it's a great conversation. So
I started it while I was writing my first blog post for my website.
Okay.
But I needed... You know, sometimes you just, like, need silence to write, and so I just needed...
Oh, I can't listen to anything.
You can listen to anything
when I write. I can listen to instrumental.
Sometimes I can listen
to
worship
with words.
Music.
Ooh.
But it's hard. It was hard. When I heard their voices, I was like, I can't hear my own voice, you know? So, but yeah, her website has on there a blog, and it's about her, like, Nashville life, pretty much, like... I live in Nashville, I eat in Nashville, that kind of thing.
Is a word, like, is a website a static page when you go to it? Like, it's always the same thing, or is it a new content every time you go to it?
So the way mine is,
My
newest post is the first thing that shows up at the top every time.
From your blog?
From my blog.
Okay.
Right. So, I'm, like, still treating mine as a blog right now.
There might not be any difference. I just knew the words are not the same word, but maybe they can be used interchangeably.
Right. Yeah, that actually is very confusing. I think for a website is a hub for a lot of different things, one of which can be a blog.
Okay.
But for me, the only thing on there really is my blog right now. I want to do some other things like later on, but...
You kind of told me some of the stuff you wanted to do.
Yeah. So, but I launched it and... It has been live since Monday when I heard Elizabeth Gilbert. He like called me. He was like, "Hey, it's live." And I was like, "Okay, awesome." But I've been waiting to write a new post to share the website and tell like the world, whoever cares, like, "Hey, it's live." But I kind of
like the term live.
It's live. Like it's we're live. Here. It's ready. It is in the world. But when you said that, like, oh my gosh, no one liked it. No one read it. I had several people. I mean, like, I guess in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to share this, and it's just going to blow up on Facebook. Like, people are going to be, like, liking it and sharing it, and I was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to post it on all my social media, and everybody's going to share it and love it. And people did. I mean, they, like, commented, like, this is awesome, and...
There's a fight inside a believer that uses their creativity, because, I mean, where you don't ever want to self-promote. It feels so yucky.
Yep.
But at so when you publish something and you share it, you're going, and I do feel like the enemy whispers in our ear going, oh, this is all about you. I'm like, no, it's really not.
I know. And I thought the whole time it was like, literally, angel and devil on each shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And it was him being like, oh, well, it's CaitlinChapel.com. Like, you just want people to read your writing. And God was like, what you just wrote down, I called you to write.
Right. And it was his value and his message, and we're simply a conduit.
Yes. And I made sure to, anytime I posted, like, here's my website, and every time I share it, I always try to say, like, I'm so thankful that I am a vessel for his words to be used through. Like, I want to get that across. Like,
and praying constantly, like, dear Lord, please glue my tongue to the roof of my mouth.
Yes.
Stop my fingers from typing. Break down the system if I get in the way.
There's
been times I feel like I have gone off on tangents that are totally me, and I'll feel that and nudge, like, just stop.
I do the same thing.
Delete.
Erase. I do the same thing. But when you're in tune and you're really doing it for him, when you do start doing that, he's kind of like, mm-mm. Like, you can hear him like,
mm-mm. I'm going to tell myself one thing, because I wrote something yesterday that I'm so thankful that I wrote it, because it was something I've been on this meaningful series, and it was a story that I remember from years ago, but I need to go back and change it. I took it off my Facebook page, but I am going to go change these words, because I was like, this could be offensive to someone, and I would never, this is my town, and I love my town, but it was a story, I said, the ballpark in small town Alabama, you can only imagine, like, the oglers. My story is about a lady who had fingernails that touched the ground, and they were the most interesting thing I have ever seen in my life. And so I was like, "Hi, what is your name?" And I introduced myself. I was like, "Okay, tell me the story about your fingernails."
Yeah.
And so, when I said that, like, small town Alabama, I'm like, "Oh, what if people think that I'm like saying small town Alabama is a bad thing?"
Right.
I do mean that in the South, I'm from the South, that and oftentimes anything that's out of the norm or the ordinary, people stare.
Yep.
You know, even when it's not staring for an ugly reason, we stare because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was Meaningful Differences was the name of that post. But I was like, I'm totally going back and taking out small town Alabama. I don't want someone to get sidetracked on, oh, she's cutting down Alabama.
She's cutting down, right.
I love Alabama. Right. I'm a Tennessee girl that lives in Alabama. Yeah. I'm a Southern girl. But
you never know if some people
are. No, I was like, I'm so not making fun of my town, and I'm so not putting me on a pedestal that I noticed, because I've so missed so much.
Right.
I don't know how much I've missed, because I missed it.
Right. And so. You were, like, relating to it, but you never know how people
you
take
don't.
It.
I don't want it to be like, oh, I'm so great that I noticed her fingernails and asked about it. It was, the whole point was, like, leaning into, and it's opportunities.
And that's hard, too, because you, like, You can make yourself crazy going like,
you can.
Oh my gosh, what if
second guessing
everything?
What if
I take that out? What if I try. I'm very careful, like you are. I think we both do that. Like, okay, I do not want to offend anyone. But sometimes I write something and I'm like, you know what? If this offends someone, I didn't mean it offensive, and it doesn't mean right. that at all, you know, but that is so hard.
It is, because you're like, I'd hate for them to miss the whole message point, of why because I feel they like God asked me to write it.
Yes.
Because they're like, well, forget her, because the first few sentences, she cut down Alabama.
That's like, a good, oh, like, that's a good way to look at it, though. Like, he called you to write a message, and if you put it's something in message. There that
yes,
distracts
I don't want him
it.
To get, you know, spiral on that and right. never get to the whole point of it.
Right. No, so. I totally agree. And, so in saying all that, I had that moment of, like, okay, I literally said to my fiance, Caleb, I said, no one really liked any of, like, my posts about it. I was like, they did, but, I mean, I had that moment. Like, I was like, after I said it, I was like, oh, I hate that I just even I did know. That. Because I was like, I guess I wanted, like, hundreds of likes, and I only got, like, this many, and my mom shared it, and, like, whatever, you know. And I had, like, several of my great friends, like, message me, like, this is awesome, congrats, you know, whatever. But I had to remember, I had, thank goodness, I snapped back and didn't, like, spiral out of control and, like, oh, I'm going to take it down.
Right.
I was like, all right, Lord, did you want me to do this? And he was like, yep, and you did it, and it doesn't matter if you got 7,000 likes or one like.
And I heard someone once just talking about that when you write something, it's let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, that once you've released it,
it's gone.
You've been done your obedient part in it, and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not going back and looking at the stats and not, and being the administrator, those things pop
yep.
up, and I'm like, I don't want to see it
Mm-mm.
ever.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, that is something that we struggle with creativity.
It's
not ours. We're just the vessel.
We're just a vessel. And the way that Elizabeth Gilbert talked about it this weekend, she talks a lot about fear because so many people are afraid
mm-hmm.
to be creative. So Caleb and I just finished premarital counseling with a really, really great couple from church. And she and I, like, it was our last meeting, and we got to talking. I told her what I had gone to Atlanta for and that I write. And she was like, I wrote a children's book.
Oh.
And she was like, I feel so stupid. And I was like, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And she told me what it was about. She has two little kids. And she said, I just sat down and wrote it one day. She said, and I keep researching what my next step is.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get it published? What do I do? And I was like, I'm like, totally don't know, but I will try to find out for you. And I was like, I told her about you and Toya, and I was
we
like,
we could connect
me.
Her with Rachel Hardiman. Remember the
yes.
Our Living, gosh, hold on. And we'll put this in the show notes too.
Yeah.
It's Our Written Lives. Owl.
Yes.
Our Written Lives. She's
I
awesome.
Forgot.
Yeah. So I'll put that in the show notes, but you could connect her with her.
I could. And I was,
yeah.
I like looked at her. I was like, look, I was like, I can't help you, but I can connect you with
yeah.
somebody. I was like, I've been so fortunate since I've lived here to like connect with so many people like you guys and like Rachel. Yeah, I forgot about that. But the way she talked about it, she said, I just like feel dumb.
I know that
she
feeling.
Said, you know, and she said, but my little boy, this was so cute. It just like made me tear up. He said, Mama, you need to make sure that book gets published because God asked you to write it. And she kind of was like, he did.
That was
know,
the
like,
reminder.
That was the reminder.
Yeah.
She said, you know, I've researched it enough to know, like, it, you write it, someone illustrates it, like, they'll match you up, like, she said, there's this site you can pay to, like, get these publishing things, she was like, but I think it's a scam, anyway, just the way she, it was so, so cool how I had just heard this talk Monday, and Tuesday, she's telling me, like, I'm afraid or whatever, and I kind of shared with her, like, what I had heard at Elizabeth Gilbert, and I was like, it is, like Elizabeth Gilbert says, like, it's weird and awkward.
I don't know the illustrating process, but if you want to connect her with me, I'd consider illustrating it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I could do anything that whatever she wrote about.
Yes. That'd be so
but
cool.
Toya kept telling, like, some of the stuff I wrote for Freedom Writer. She's like, you really ought to do a children's book. And
yes,
she said,
you
ought to illustrate it yourself.
Katie's a wonderful artist, P.S. So
I don't know about that, but it really is fun. And I do feel like it is a step of obedience. When
it
you
is.
Said, do it, just do it. And so I do it.
Well, because all of your paintings tell, like, a God story.
Yeah, but, I mean, I do feel like every time I've painted something, it's
like
been a step of obedience.
Like, the beautiful one, this is, I don't mean to, like, be a downer and be morbid, but a friend of mine and Katie's, when she passed away, Noelle, Katie did a painting for her, like, of her, and it was beautiful, and it like told her story just with a just with the picture, you know.
It's definitely a form of meditation, for sure. It quiets your mind, and it's something that I love to do now. And it's kind of a prayer time.
Yes.
Like some engaged couples that I've done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, to pray over them, like, when you're doing it. It's different than writing, too.
Totally.
And I almost, like, I'm not an artist. Like, I'm not a good painter. But, well, I'm an artist with my words, not with painting. But I've heard, like, sometimes when you have a block to go paint, like, it's a different... Or to go, like, do pottery or whatever else.
Yeah, activate a different part of your brain.
Yep. And so that you can get the block away, mm-hmm. you know. And Elizabeth Gilbert talks about that, too. And she... One of my favorite things she talked about, she said, you know, she went on this 5-month book tour. And she can't... She said that's when she's least creative. Mm-hmm. She can't write because she's not in a routine every day at her desk with her materials. Mm-hmm. She said, I cannot write on the road. Basically, I mean, it was kind of like, okay, good for you. She's like, I'm not going to do it, you know. And she said, but I'm out here talking to all these people about being creative and taking these steps and not being in fear. And she said, so how am I going to talk to these people when I'm not being creative? Mm-hmm. She was like, that's not fair. And she said, they'll know. She said, I don't know how they'll know. And I don't know how they'll know they'll know, but they'll know. And she said, I just can't do that. So she said, I decided to do this, like, personal performance art. She said, aww. I decided that I had to ask every person I met. She said she wanted to really meet every person she met. Mm-hmm. She said, so I decided I would ask people, what are you most excited about? So she said the first one, she was on in New York, some big talk show, and she was getting her makeup done. She said it was one of those moments when two people are in the room and neither one of them are in the room. So it was her and the makeup girl, and they're both just, hey, how are you? Good, the weather, blah, blah, blah. And she said this girl was one of those hipsters who was, like, too cool to even live on Earth. Like, I'm just, like, over it all. Like, everyone died laughing when she said that. But she said the girl was like, whatever. And if you hear a thud, by the way, there's a bird trying to get into my window.
There's a big spiritual significance to this.
Yes, we can talk about that in a second, too. Yes. I want to, for sure.
Yeah, it just keeps hitting the glass. Yes. So. And it's still alive. I'm so glad. Because sometimes they hit it really hard and they don't like it.
Okay, same bird that's been doing this for days. Yeah. But she said that she was sitting there and she was tired and it was the morning. And she was like, all right, Elizabeth, you have to do it. This is the time to start it. So she looked at the girl and said, can I ask you a question? And she was like, sure, you know, like, who cares? And she said, what are you most excited about? She said her whole demeanor changed. Mm. She freaked out and said, they found life on Mars. And, like, freaked out. Anyway, she just, you know.
But have fun.
And same thing, she met a security guard who was really mean to her. She said, we met and we hated each other instantly. Like, he had to let me into my hotel room. I lost my key, blah, blah, blah. So she said, we for sure had different political views, like, yada, yada, yada. He's this big guy with, like, a gun, and she was like, I hate guns, like, all this stuff. She said that she's walking behind him, and she said, you don't have to do this one. You don't have to ask him. And she's, like, arguing with herself, like, no one even knows you're doing this. You're literally doing this by
right,
yourself.
You're not going to disappoint anyone. No. Like,
this literally no one will know. And then she said, they'll know. She was like, I don't know how they'll know.
I've had these
know.
Internal conversations. Yep.
So she said, hey, I have to ask you something. And he was like, what? And she said, what are you most excited about? She said, he turned around and smiled and said, I met a girl and I'm in love.
Aww.
Talked to her all about it. And he was like, I didn't finish college and she's really, like, uppity and I'm afraid that she won't think I'm good enough. And so they're both crying and hugging and Elizabeth gave him a $20 tip and she's like, you go buy this girl a nice dinner. Like, anyway, it was just the whole speech was kind of about that, how we have to step out of our comfort zone. And she said there was one instance where a taxi driver was like, went off on her and said, why would you ever ask somebody that? I have nothing to be excited about. Yada, yada. Look at my life. I moved here to make
a
better life.
Answered. I mean,
he answered. And she said, it was awful and it was uncomfortable, but I had to do it anyway, you know, and we had the conversation.
I wrote my meaningful series mm-hmm. That I've put on Medium also, but one was, you know, we've talked about tattoos. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of my favorite questions is to ask someone about their tattoos. Mm-hmm. And just, so I wrote about meaningful ink mm-hmm. and told some stories when I've asked people, but the one of the little girls that used to be at the gym in the nursery with my kids when they were little, her mom owned the gym. She shared it. So now she's 20. She shared it yesterday on Facebook, and she just said, I'm so thankful that Miss Katie wrote this because it opens up a door for me to share my story. And she's like, and it's, she's asked that, she asks about something that oftentimes, people look down on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, for one person, then it meant something. And so, what was the point of me telling you? Oh, the question asking, because there's been times where I'm like, should I ask? Do I not ask? Why, you know?
But you should like
always ask. Yeah. Like maybe they don't want it, but if they don't have to tell me.
Right.
You know, but I'm still gonna, you know,
do it. If you feel like called and you feel that nudge on your heart, and that's what people are always like. My best friend Elizabeth, not Elizabeth Gilbert, Elizabeth Griffith, very weirdly similar. She was like, you meet the coolest people. She's like, how does that always happen to you? And I was like, I talk to everybody. I was like, it's not because I'm special. It's because I'm that awkward, uncomfortable. Hey, like I met that lady at the coffee shop and I was like, what are you working on? And I was like, the whole time I was like, don't do it. And I was like, no, I'm doing it. I want to know what she's working on. And we became friends and we talk still, you know, like, and she told me her story of her life and I would have never heard. Elizabeth Gilbert, the author, said, it's when life meets life. So for a moment, life is meeting life.
I think I've told you, like, one of the nudges that the Lord gave me several years ago was go sit in the chapel at the hospital and pray. Mm-hmm. Because the spiritual battles, like, it's life and death going on there.
Yeah.
So I've not been as obedient as I should have. The hospital's right down the street. Mm-hmm. And so the one time I went, like 2 years ago or a year ago with Virginia, like right when we were leaving, a young Muslim man came in and got down on his knees to do his prayers. And I just remember, and he was so kind and so nice. So Virginia and I just sat back down and it just gave me an opportunity to see him through the lens of Christ. So I just prayed for him the whole time, just going, Lord, he's your child and you love him. Mm-hmm. Like you love him and you want him to know you. So I'm like, okay, Lord. So that was the end of that day.
Yeah.
But recently I went to the hospital to visit a friend of mine's friend that was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. We'd never met.
Okay.
And so I was like, is this going to be awkward? And she goes, no, just show up. So I did. And it was a pretty big deal while she was there. Like she's 39 and she almost died. Like saw God's hand. Like she told me 15 different God winks while I was sitting in there. And I took her the God wink book and I'd never met her. And she was like, started crying and goes, I've never read it, but I use the word all the time. So that in and of itself was a God wink.
Yeah.
But when I left, I'm like, okay, I'm at the hospital. I need to go sit in the chapel.
Right.
So I asked an orderly that was, walking to get a drink, and I said, hey, do y'all have a chapel? And he goes, what's a chapel? And I said, oh, just a place to pray in the hospital. And he goes, no, we don't have one of those. And so I walked on, I'm going, dear Lord, you don't think about that there's people around us that really don't know him.
Don't know.
Like, he didn't even know what a chapel was.
Yeah.
And why would a hospital have a place to pray? Well, two people later, somebody's coming out of an administrative office. And I'm like, do y'all have a chapel here? She goes, oh, yeah, right around the corner.
He just did not
know. He just didn't know. And I'm like, oh, Lord, how often have I missed it? Like, I'm surrounded by people every day that don't know the hope in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really kind of opened my eyes again to that. Like when you showed me that the spiritual battle was fierce over a hospital. It's not just the patients in the bed.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
That was kind of just paying attention to the nudges.
Yeah,
gosh, we run out of time fast, don't we?
Quickly.
We'll have to talk about the bird thing another time.
Yes, we will. That'll have to be a whole nother time. And just to preface before we do talk about this bird for like 2 days has been flying into my door. But anyway, you'll have to just tune back in to hear that story. I don't even have a lightning round question, but
yeah,
I just came up with one.
Okay, good.
What are you most excited about?
What am I?
Let's start with you.
Okay. What are you most excited
what
about?
Well, that one is easy for me right now. I feel like it's like the same answer and that's all I talk about, but it's 28 days into my wedding. So that's what I'm most excited about. Moving, just starting forever with him and our wedding day and going to Costa Rica. So
that's so fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about a lot. So, yeah.
Real excited about family vacation. I think we have about 43 days till family vacation.
Yay!
And then, so really, I guess, And I'm gonna go to Jesus. For God so loved the world. And I was just thinking about how the world is intersecting with my life right now. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily just me, but like my oldest is going on a mission trip to Hungary.
Yes.
And so that's coming up soon. And then he is actually doing a semester abroad in Greece right after that. Nice. And so we're going to get him when he's done with that. So we get to go to Greece at the end of July as well. And so I'm hoping that while we're in Greece that we'll get to do some, like, I'd love to go to Patmos where John wrote Revelation. Mm-hmm. And just kind of to see, for God so loved the world, just seeing it. And I'm really not a worrier because my husband travels so much internationally for work. I mean, because I've had a lot of people say, are you not terrified that you're letting your child go to Hungary? You're letting him go to Greece? And I'm like, first of all, he's not mine. God gave him to me. He's on loan to me.
And you just said God loves the world.
And this world is broken and dangerous. So he's not leaving before his time.
Right.
Not going to leave 1 second too soon.
Nope.
So, you know, and I do kind of, you know, I'm not one that's like, I'm not going to not pay attention to anything. But I kind of look to Jay, like, internationally, like, he's like, you know what? If they'll shut down a country. Mm-hmm. He's like, there is unforeseen risk wherever you are. And I'm like, if you're not scared, then I'm not worried about it. So, that's what I'm most excited about. The world.
And the Jesus. World.
And your wedding. I'm so excited about your wedding.
That is exciting.
So, okay. Thank y'all for hanging with us. You were created to create, even if you don't think that you were.
In whatever way, you don't, if it's writing, if it's painting, if it's speaking, there's so many creative ways to create. So
absolutely.
Make sure you connect with someone in a different generation and talk about being creative because we have a lot to learn from each other and we're better together.
We do. And thank y'all for tuning in. And have we love you. Day. Peace out.
Bye.
Precious truth kept quiet in his heart.